So you really feel well enough to get back on the field, obviously?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a process. You know, you can't just jump all the way back in it. You know, you got to ease your way back into it, and, you know, you don't want to overdo it on your first day back.
A little bit more competition this year. You feel pressure from behind, or, you know, not being out there on the field? You feel?
You know, it's always pressure.
Okay.
You know, it's our league is constantly getting younger. So, you know, it's always competition, you know, especially now. You know, we got a lot of good guys in our group, a lot of young guys. So, there's a little bit more pressure.
Given you're just coming back into this now, do you think probably you'll sit out the opener?
I'm not looking forward to that, but you know, we'll see. You know, see how the rest of this week goes leading up until Friday.
You've had hamstring issues before. This one worse or better? You know, not as bad.
Oh no, it's definitely not as worse as that one was. That was the worst one I've ever had. I mean, I haven't really had a long history of hamstring problems, but I can't say that was the worst one. So it's not nearly as bad as that one.
The same
leg though? Yeah.
Is that cause for concern at all?
No, it's not. Not at all. It's part of the game. You know, you get muscle tweaks and stuff all the time, so it's nothing to worry about.
I assume you won't play this weekend. Would you even make a trip?
If I don't play, I won't make the trip. But if I make the trip, I'll play.
Seems to make sense.
Yeah?
It's difficult to play without making a trade.
That's Coughlin's rules.
Mike, you've been pretty tight with Terrell. How happy were you to hear the news that he might have a shot here?
I was very happy. You know, I got a text. Me and Terrell both, you know, we share the same agent. So, you know, I got a text from my agent yesterday before I actually went out to practice and said it was great news on Terrell. So, I was pretty excited about that.
Do you have to tell him, we know you want to rush back, but take your time, do it the right way?
You know, we tell all our players that. You know, anytime you have an injury and you're coming back from it, you know, it's better to take your time and, you know, come back when, you know, whenever your injury is, you know, fully healed versus, you know, rushing it back and having to sit out longer.
Does good news like that spread quickly?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, he's been through a lot. You know, he's had a lot of guys, including myself, in his corner, you know, trying to help him keep his spirits up. And, you know, so to hear that news, it kind of spread throughout the locker room pretty quickly.
You heard it when? You
got before practice yesterday.
Before practice.
Yeah.
So were you the guy that told a lot of the guys? Because you were probably one of the first to know?
You know, obviously, you know, I shared it with some of the DBs, you know, first. So, you know, that's his group. So, you know, I'm sure they want to know that news.
So, I mean, it's... You guys hear a lot of bad news sometimes with injuries. To share that is probably a nice, little touch going into the practice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Normally when a guy, you know, goes down, you know, especially the way he did, it doesn't normally turn out good. So it was good to hear some good news for once.
Could you see guys' spirits lifted when you said that to them?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Because I'm sure they were bracing for the worst, right? Like you said, you expect the worst in situations like this.
You have to sometimes. You know, You have to plan that he's not going to be here, and so, you know, so that you're not, you know, blindsided, you know, in the back end.
Just like not expecting a present and getting one anyway, right?
Right.
If you say that, it would be better.
Oh, yeah.